The 6-year-old boy stood bewildered at Buckkeep Castle's gates as his grandfather declared, "He's Prince Chivalry's bastard, fed at my table for 6 years with never a word or coin from his father." With those harsh words, the child was abandoned to a new life that would shape his destiny. Delivered to Burich, the prince's stableman, the boy's unmistakable Farseer features confirmed his royal blood and created immediate political turmoil. Prince Chivalry, heir to the Six Duchies throne and renowned for his honor, had produced a bastard while his wife Patience remained childless. Without ever meeting his son, Chivalry abdicated his claim to the throne and retreated to a distant estate, a gentle exile for a man who would have been king. Housed in the stables under Burich's stern care, the nameless boy discovered an innate ability to mentally connect with animals, a magic called the wit that was considered unnatural and dangerous. When Burich discovered this bond, he separated the boy from his beloved puppy Nosy, believing the magic would make him less than human. The separation left the child feeling as if part of himself had been torn away. For years, the boy lived as a shadow in the stables, occasionally sneaking into Buckkeep Town to meet his few friends, including a girl called Molly, who stood up to bullies despite her own troubles. These brief moments of freedom were his only escape from the loneliness of being unwanted and unnamed. Everything changed when King Shrewd summoned the nearly 10-year-old boy. Finding him hiding with puppies, the king used this moment to teach Prince Regal about opportunity. What will you make of him? A tool? A weapon? A comrade? Or will you leave him for someone else to use against you? The king explained how a royal bastard could be uniquely valuable, someone who could be sent where princes cannot go. The diplomacy of the knife, he called it. Kneeling before the boy, he pinned a red stone silver emblem to his shirt. Now you are mine. This moment transformed the boy's life. He received proper quarters, royal clothes with a diagonal red slash, and a rigorous education. Most importantly, he began midnight lessons with Chade in the fine art of diplomatic assassination. Through Burich's practicality, Chade's subterfuge, and Lady Patience's refinement, the bastard boy found his place in Buckkeep's complex world. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be valued not for who you are, but for what use others might make of you? As the boy entered adolescence, Outsylander raiders in blood-red ships began attacking the Six Duchies with a perverse strategy, killing hostages when tribute was paid, but returning them when villages refused. This apparent mercy concealed horror. The returned captives underwent forging, which stripped away their humanity. These forged ones kept memories and physical abilities, but lost all human connection and emotion, becoming predatory beings operating on base instincts. During a mission with Chade, the boy witnessed returned hostages fighting like animals over possessions. Most disturbing was that his wit magic, which allowed him to sense life force in all beings, detected nothing from these forged ones, as if their humanity had been completely erased. This crisis divided the kingdom. Coastal duchies demanded naval protection, while inland regions resisted taxation for what they saw as a coastal problem. Prince Verity, now heir after Chivalry's abdication, defended the coast through his skill magic at great personal cost. Two magical abilities shaped the boy's destiny. The wit, an ancient beast magic, created deep mental bonds between humans and animals, allowing him to experience their sensory world. Yet the Six Duchies viewed it with disgust, believing it transformed users into beasts. Those discovered faced execution, forcing him to hide this essential part of himself. The skill, conversely, was the prestigious magic of the Farseer bloodline, enabling distant communication, thought influence, and mental healing or harm. At 13, his natural aptitude led to training under Skillmaster Galen, who was politically aligned with Prince Regal. Galen's training revealed the magic's darker side through cruelty. the boy's talent provoked Galen's jealousy, culminating in a brutal mental and physical assault that left him broken. The irony became clear. The wit was feared despite its natural harmony, while the skill was revered despite its potential for devastating misuse. During his recovery from Galen's attack, Prince Verity officially recorded the boy as Fitzchilvery Farseer, Chilvery's son, marking his first recognition within the royal line as a bastard. With this identity came purpose. King Shrewd began using Fitz's unique position for increasingly complex missions, from eliminating forged ones to political assassinations serving the throne's interests. Through training, Fitz truly became the king's man, executing commands with precision. As his skills grew, Fitz developed his own moral compass. A pivotal moment came during a diplomatic mission to the Mountain Kingdom, where he was ordered to assassinate Prince Rurisk. This command forced him to confront ethical dilemmas, especially after uncovering Prince Regal's deception. Throughout these challenges, Fitz formed key relationships. The court fool became both friend and prophet, offering cryptic warnings, while Molly Chandler represented his first love and the normal life he might have led away from court intrigue, connections offering perspectives on loyalty beyond blood ties. Fitz joined the diplomatic mission for Prince Verity's proxy wedding to Princess Ketrickin in the Mountain Kingdom, where rulers served as sacrifices willing to die for their people. In Jomp, the tulip-shaped capital, Fitz learned Prince Regal had falsely accused him of planning to assassinate Ketrickin's brother Rurisk. Fitz showed Rurisk the poison he'd been ordered to use, explaining Regal's treachery. While sharing wine, Rurisk suddenly convulsed. Regal had already poisoned it, and Fitz had unknowingly taken a sip too. As Rurisk died, Ketrickin turned on Fitz in fury. Imprisoned by Regal, Fitz overheard the prince plotting with Galen through the skill to kill Verity, planning to marry Ketrickin himself afterward. With help from Burrich and his dog Nosy, Fitz escaped and warned Verity through the skill, just as Galen attempted to drain Verity's strength. Forewarned, Verity killed Galen. Fitz struggled with his identity as chivalry's bastard, a label that made him either useful or dangerous. When offered escape as a scribe's apprentice, he glimpsed freedom until Chade revealed the harsh truth. Away from Buckkeep, he would become a threat to be eliminated. Despite these constraints, Fitz began forging his identity. Choosing to follow Verity from genuine belief rather than obligation marked his first step toward self-definition amid manipulation. Most poignant was Fitz's search for connection despite his isolation. Born a bastard and abandoned, he craved the bonds others took for granted. His relationships with Burrich, Chade, the Fool, and Molly formed a makeshift family built on choice rather than blood. We all seek belonging in a world eager to label us. Fitz's story reminds us that true family isn't determined by birth, but by who stands beside us during challenges.